goes into hell. That reciter who is not endued with wisdom and who is foolish becomes stupefied or deluded, and in consequence of such delusion has to go to hell, where he is obliged to indulge in regrets. If a person of even firm heart, resolving to complete the discipline, betakes himself to recitation, japa, but fails to attain to completion in consequence of his having freed himself from attachments by a violent stretch, in other words, he becomes renounced too sudden, too abruptly, he becomes renounced, therefore he cannot continue. Without genuine conviction of their inutility or harmful character, so he thinks, oh, this is all Maya, he leaves material things behind, abruptly, without sufficient realization. He also has to go to hell. Are you scared yet? Yudhishthir said, when the reciter, or one who chants japa, attains to the essence of that which exists in its own nature, without being anything like created or born objects, which is supreme, which is indescribable and inconceivable, and which dwells in the syllable Om, forming the subject of both recitation and meditation. Indeed, when reciters attain to a state of Brahma, why is it that they have again to take birth in embodied forms? Bhishma said, in consequence of the absence of true knowledge and wisdom, reciters obtain diverse descriptions of hell. The discipline followed by reciters is certainly very superior. These, however, that I have spoken of are the faults that appertain to it. So what are the faults? No faith, no satisfaction in our duty, pride, insulting and disregarding others, stupefaction and desire of fruit, desire for mystic powers, unstable mind, violent or abrupt renunciation. Yes? So these are the faults. So now Yudhishthir asks a very good question. So can you please tell me what hell does this unsuccessful reciter go to? I feel, O king, a curiosity to know this. It behooved thee. In other words, it would be good if you tell this. So Bhishma said, thou hast sprung, so you have been born from a portion of the god of righteousness, thou art by nature observant of righteousness, so by nature you are righteous. Listen, O sinless one, with undivided attention to these words resting on righteousness as their basis. So what are the hells to which these unsuccessful japa reciters go? Those regions that are owned by the high-souled gods, that are of diverse aspects of, and colors, very variegated and very bright, of diverse descriptions and productive of diverse fruits, very rich in rewards, and that are of great excellence, those cars, again, that move at the will of the riders, so cars that you just wish, and these are not cars, like spaceships or something, that you just wish and it goes wherever you wish. Those beautiful mansions and halls, it should be halls, not halls. Those various pleasure gardens embellished, because this is a scant, so there. Those various pleasure gardens embellished with golden lotuses, those regions that belong to the four rulers of directions, and Shukra, Venus, and Brihaspati, and the, Jupiter and Venus, and the Maruts and Vishwadevas, and Satyas and the Ashwins, and the Rudras and the Adityas and the Vasus, so these are all the denizens, and other denizens of heaven are, O sire, spoken of as hells. These are the hells. When compared with the region of the Supreme Soul. Are you relieved now? So this is the hell. Where lotus-filled ponds and golden palaces and cars and spaceships that move at will. You just think that they move. these are called hells when compared to Vaikuntha, to the spiritual world. That's the hell that unsuccessful reciter goes to. And that's also the hell that unsuccessful follower goes to. It's the same hell. And you can see Prabhupada actually speaks about the other, the moon, the sun, you remember, the higher planets. Also here he speaks about the other planets. These are the hells of the unsuccessful. Heavenly planet, but you are stuck there for a long time, right? So that's why it is hell compared to the eternal world, compared to Krishna Loka. So this is the hell. So even though you may be criticizing or Upanishad tries to scare us, but it's better to be an unsuccessful yogi than a successful karmi, because this is the hell that an unsuccessful yogi goes to, or bhakta. Even we do mistakes, even there are some bad things, but even a small progress on this path saves from the greatest danger and gives the highest reward. Shri Bhakti Marga ki jai, Shri Shopanishad ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nidai Go Brahmanande, Hari Hari Go. Questions or points? Comments? Are you scared or are you relieved? Or are you inspired to find the balance between jnana and karma, between sadhya and sadhana, Rasa Katha and Varnasham Dharma? Meditation on Krishna is the creator of good qualities, as Madhvacharya describes, and destroyer of the bad qualities. Between the four regulative principles and 16 rounds and the books. Between working on anarthas and working on developing taste. Between abhyasa or practice and vairagya or detachment. Between developing knowledge and dealing with ignorance, between worshipping the Absolute and supporting the Relative. As Prabhupada says that in that mantra about Vidya and Avidya, that we reduce the fever from 30, instead of from bringing it from 39 to 42, we bring it to 36 and 6, but we don't reduce it to zero. Right? Sometimes we can go into extremes. So balance, proper balance, that's the ideal. That's what Ishopanishad advocates. And that's bhakti. That's why it's so practical. Bhakti, no other yoga is as practical as bhakti, because bhakti can be done in any condition of life, in any place, by any person, on any level of advancement, and anyone can start this process, and in a wholesome, gradual, harmonious way, advance and contemplation. Yes?
I commented about the 16 rounds.
Yes.
Ramkanta was one, and he's mentioning, he said that we are chanting 16 rounds.
Yeah. Right, sorry.
We are chanting Hare Krishna. So, like, six, saying that we're, like, that belongs to the absolute side, and having a limited number.
Yes, actually, many times during initiation, Niranjan Swami, when somebody says, I promise to chant 16 rounds, he corrects the person. He says, minimum 16 rounds. Hare Krishna Mantra. Minimum 16 rounds. Yes. For some people, even 16 rounds is difficult. They start somewhere. Even one round is good. Even just one Krishna, already the person is most respectable, right? Already, according to Rupa Goswami, Nectar of Instruction means we, in our mind, we respect them. Even Prabhupada says that even if they are a sahajya, still we respect them in our mind. Maybe we don't want to associate with them if they have bad habits. Maybe we don't want to associate with them, but we respect them. So there is nobody we shouldn't respect. So here is the. Is it okay? Here, let's. So, I try to see if you can strike a balance in your chanting between these two parts. Because this would be like removing distractions. And I have the experience. Sometimes I even manage to be very attentive in my chanting. I really, you know, screwed up, twisted the arm of my mind and forced, you know, here, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And I forced the mind to hear. But after such attentive chanting, what I felt was actually a repulsion from Hare Krishna. Because this is, again, this is not what's meant. So you have to, so on one side, yes, it has to be attentive, remove distraction, but on the other side, you have to meditate on the positive. Who is this Krishna? You know, whose name we are chanting? This is a person. And this is a marvelous, very beautiful person. And he's my friend. So he's my savior. He's my very kind protector. Whoever he is for each one of us, he is some. You can think, who is he for you? He's individual for all of us. He has some most attractive. So while chanting, you can try to do the balance. You know, one side remove distractions, the other side practice the positive. Who is Krishna for you? What side of Krishna is most attractive for you? So developing taste and personal relationship. So that's one thing we can do. Another thing, it's again important to keep practicing this seeing Krishna in all and all in Krishna, and trying to do some acts of kindness to others. So we can plan, what can I do nice to another person? We discussed this when we spoke about charity, I think yesterday. So you can think, what nice can I do to the other person? You can mention, even just say something about their qualities, or just give some positive feedback. And even just these good words are already something that can help a lot. Person. Sometimes some of us are starving. No one ever told us that they like us or that we have any even one good quality or something. Even that is something. It's an act of kindness. Yes, yeah, that's the famous thing. Also, it's in that Peter Burwash book, Prabhupada disciple. That good manager knows how to catch people doing good things. He's expert in catching people doing good things. Yeah. So let's try to do that. And we can plan. We can think what good. How can I make something good or kind to other devotees? At least devotees. If you cannot do it to non-devotees, at least to devotees. What can I do? Something kind. That's the main thing. Something friendly. And then do it. Have a comment? So, and continue with this. Trying to see Krishna in people around us, in devotees and non-devotees, and trying to see this balance, and also try to you can make a list where in my personal life do I have imbalance in these two. What are my personal dangers of going too much into relative, or too much into this exclusive, this not only knowledge, imbalanced knowledge that we are warned about. Okay? So japa, balancing, combine these two sides, no distraction, but personal qualities of Krishna. So it's like continuation of this exercise. Continue doing this, but add acts of kindness to others, and we can also make a personal private list where what are my dangers of imbalance on one side and on the other side. Is that right? Thank you very much for us and attention. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Please accept my humble obeisances. Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Pahitanam Pravanidhu Vaishnavya Namo Namo.